What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
It's the home opener for the Cubs as the Chicago Cubs take on the San Diego Padres. Left-hander Shota Imanaga starting for the Cubs. Oh, strike three! No argument from Machado. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. One of his best fastballs of the day. He strikes out Machado for the second time. And now here comes Craig Counsell. You're going to hear a thunderous ovation here in a moment, because Shota is going to leave the game. And what a game he pitched again. Here it comes.
How can I be romantic about baseball?
And the 2-0. Swinging a drive, left center field, well hit. Back goes Merrill. He's got a chance. Gone. Dansby Swanson with a long home run to left center. Fly ball to deep left field. Back goes Lockridge. Back to the fence. That ball is gone. Carson Kelly with a three-run homer. Ground ball to second base. This could do it. Horner to first. Cubs have won five in a row.
That's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
Meanwhile,
and they just get Corey Lee by a step. That's how this ball game will end. And the Tigers will wrap up the series win, taking the first two games.
Oh, no! We suck again!
That's how we do it. That's how we get rolling on a Sunday morning with the low brass right there. Ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba. I heard trombone. There's a bass trombone in there. There's no tuba. Maybe we'll have to invite a friend as a tuba player to come play along live some Sunday morning. You know who you are. Good morning, everybody. It's Matt Spiegel here with you. It's Hit and Run. On a Sunday morning, we got lots and lots of juicy baseball conversation for you. The Cubs are 7-2 stateside. They've won five games in a row. They have won six out of seven. They were in competition to be the team of the moment. They are not. We'll do our team of the moment around 10:25. It's a different team in MLB. That, among the things we'll do today, the White Sox, meanwhile, have lost four in a row after their 2-2 split with the Angels to begin the season. There is much to discuss on both teams, and we've got guests along the way to talk about all of it. Jim Margulis, our friend from Sox Machine, one of my favorite guys to talk White Sox with. Been a while. Jim Margulis will join us at 10:40 on the show. Eno Saris of The Athletic is awesome. He wrote about the growth and spread of a new pitch around baseball. And guess what? There is a Cubs pitcher and a White Sox pitcher who are both using this brand new pitch. We'll talk to Eno at 11 o'clock. Chris Kamka of the Marquee Sports Network at 11:25. We'll get Cam connected. And Lee Smith, the Hall of Fame closer, dude who led Major League Baseball in saves over a career for 13 years. There were 13 years where he was the all-time saves leader. I absolutely loved watching that dude and loved talking to him. We'll talk to Lee Smith at 11:40. Along the way, your phone calls and texts, not merely welcome, but elemental to the very completion of the broadcast. You can reach us at 312-644-6767. And we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Robbie Triano is the producer. He is here. Say hello, Robbie.
Hi, Chicago. How we doing?
Ruben Spiegel is the associate producer. He is here. Say hello, Ruben.
Hello. Hello, Chicago.
Game on. It's his first hit
and
run.
I'm back again.
Yeah, you are. Okay,
About time.
Yeah, no. You guys are going to be doing your own show over there. We'll get an update on that. But anyway, we're going to start with the opportunity to talk to a player from one of these two teams. And he's an important player. You could say he's the setup man. You could say he was the closer last year. But what you can really just say is that he is an outgetter. He is one of Craig Council's outgetters. He is off to a good start. He is Porter Hodge of the Chicago Cubs. And Porter joins us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Porter, it's me, Matt Spiegel, on The Score. It is Hit and Run on a Sunday morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. How's everything feeling to you? I was thinking a year ago, you were at Double A. And,
yeah.
Right? And now at this point on April 6th, you've already pitched in Tokyo, in Phoenix, in Sacramento, and Chicago. What a difference a year makes for you. How you doing with everything?
It's definitely very eye-opening, and I'm very appreciative of all the opportunities I've been given. It's kind of crazy to think that I started at Double A last year, and like, just the way the year went is just like so unreal, and like just like it came fast. So it's just like it was just literally a whirlwind. But like I said, just super grateful for all the opportunities I've been given.
What was Tokyo like? I've never been to Japan. Had you ever been to Japan before that?
No, that was actually my first time out of the country. So I didn't really know what to expect, but the culture is insane. Everybody is so nice. The streets are super clean. Just like, I don't think you can really go wrong with going there. Like, I would definitely recommend it. Just the food is unreal. Like, just everything is amazing. So,
Porter Hodge is 24 years old, Salt Lake City, Utah, and drafted out of high school. So, yeah, thoroughly understandable that that's your first time out of the country. At least you got to do it on a chartered flight with a big league club taking care of all the particulars. That hopefully took the pressure off a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd react if I had to deal with going through customs and all that stuff by myself. So I'm definitely thankful for that opportunity, for sure.
Yeah, like, it's weird. In some ways, do you lead a more culture, like a more, not culture, what's the word? A more comforted kind of, you lead a different life than some of your 24-year-old buddies. Like, some of your high school buddies have probably experienced very different things than you have, in good ways and bad, at this point in your life.
Oh, yeah. Like, some guys are living their life, but just like, yeah, they always ask me, like, how's it going? I'm just like, dude, like, I love it. I'm really grateful for it, and I wish, like, other people could get the opportunities like I've been given. But like, it's just like, at the end of the day, like, just hard work and stuff pays off. So
yeah. Porter Hodge, four seam fastball and slider. Baseball Savant says you've thrown one split finger so far. Does that sound right? One splitter?
Yeah.
Okay. And was that at a moment where you were ahead in the count? Was it a big, like, are you confident with it yet?
Well, that's the thing, is like, just getting game reps will make me more comfortable with it. I just think that's all it is, because it's just a new pitch, and like, my slider and fastball are my bread and butter, so just like sticking to that and like not getting away from those, for sure, because just the splitter is just kind of like just to add to my repertoire and stuff to make my other things better, to flash it, I guess, a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. I get it. So like, to change eye level or change timing or whatever for a hitter, just so they see something different.
Exactly. Cause just something going into them or down, or just like switching it up, will, I feel like, affect the hitter more.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Right. I am picturing
finding the right spot to throw it always is kind of tricky and whatnot. Cause like, you just, like I said, just trusting my best stuff as it is. So not going away from those things is kind of tough, but I know I need to get that into the mix.
Gotcha. So, because I'm picturing some big moment down the road, and like somebody's sitting fastball and you know that splitter will look like the fastball but then die for a second and you get a big swing and miss. Does it look like, right? Like is that conceivable for you down the stretch?
Yeah. I mean, I have in spring training, I threw a lot and it's definitely got a lot of upside, and I'm happy where I've the progress I've made on it compared to last year. So it's very, very intriguing.
That's cool. Are you one of those guys who like looks at Pitching Ninja or looks at pitches around the game? Because everybody's talking about Roki Sasaki's splitter, which you got a chance to see in Tokyo as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's nasty. So, I mean, he throws it like 92.
Somebody said Oral Hershiser, the Dodgers color man, great pitcher, said it's really more of a fork ball than it is a split finger, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like those pitches are very similar, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like where it is on the hand, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Is there something you've observed from Ryan Presley that you've already started either doing yourself or thinking about doing yourself?
Just like the way you go about business, the way you hold yourself, just like just been asking him questions and kind of just listening to him and being in his back pocket, just because, I mean, he's got a lot of success in the big leagues. So it's been an honor to have a guy like him in front of me and ask questions and just see what he does and learn more.
What have you seen in like the way he goes about his business? Like what routine wise or that kind of thing?
Yeah, just like regardless of what happens, like just always having a good attitude regardless of the outing. Like you can't, as a reliever, you have to kind of flush those things. So I can be a little hard on myself when things don't go my way, even like little things. So it's to see him just do that, like, makes me realize like the game is bigger than just one outing or whatever happened.
Were you in the dugout after you got a couple outs on Friday and then he had the dramatic ninth? Were you in the dugout with your buddies? That was insane.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy for him just the way he finished, because I know, like I said, he's not been wanting to go, like the outings haven't been going the way he has been going, but to finish that, like I was super happy for him and like very encouraging to see.
Snuck a fastball right by him. That was awesome.
Yeah. It was electric.
Yeah. It's like, man, do you make it harder than it needs to be sometimes? Cause like, that's just as a fastball down the pipe and it froze Cronenworth in the big moment. That seems easy, but it's not easy, is it?
Yeah, I mean, the game's hard as it is, so.
Yeah. When you struck out the side in the ninth to get Ozzie Albies and Marcelo Zuna and Matt Olson May 22nd of last year, like, has that entered your mind? Did it enter your mind in the offseason? Like, does it ever enter your mind, or you know, thinking about that debut? That was a pretty magical debut, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was like a big step in my career and my dreams coming true. So yeah, I do think about it, and it's very cool to, like I said, be able to be a part of history and whatnot. I don't know, it's really, just like, it's so much I can say about it, but, like, and like my feelings about it is like hard to put into words, kind of.
Mm-hmm. What are some things that your buddies are doing in Utah at 24 that you kind of miss? You'd like to be back there hanging out with them, if anything.
I mean, just like, it's obviously baseball runs during the summer, so it's just like kind of tough, like, because I like camping and stuff. So during the summer, like, a lot of that stuff I'm not able to partake of, obviously. So I do miss that a lot. Just being, like, around my friends and all that stuff, enjoying the time. But at the end of the day, this is my job and my career and my future. So just got to put those things first. And those things will come later on in life.
So now I'm imagining an off-season camping trip for Porter Hodge somewhere.
Yeah, I do.
Tell me.
I do go hunting whenever I get home.
Got you. Well, how about camping? Is there a dream camping spot, like in the world or in the southern part of the U.S. that maybe you could go this off season?
I'm not sure yet. That's a little far away.
That's fair. It's a little far away. I'm just trying to think about what Porter does for fun. You know what I mean?
But we are going to Hawaii as a family this offseason, so I'm excited about that.
There you go, man. This team's really good, dude. It's clear that it's really good. Does it feel like it to you as you're around these guys and at the ballpark? It seems like there's a good feeling around this team right now.
Yeah, super excited to see what this year has for us.
Porter Hodge, thanks so much for the time, man. We appreciate you. See you around the ballpark.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. That's Porter Hodge, Cubs pitcher, right there on the 670 The Score. All right, checks notes, sees that the offseason is far away. Got it. Offseason far away. Robbie, you could have helped me out with that. You know my questions that I'm going to ask. You could let me know. Might not want to ask him about the offseason, Spiegs.
But the thing is, he said, the offseason is too far away. But I am going to Hawaii in the offseason.
So he knew.
Yeah, no, he was ducking your question.
April 6th. Associate producer, any thoughts? Anything? Any concerns so far?
No, not particularly.
All right, good. Thanks so much. Dynamite drop in. Here we go. We're off and running. It's Robbie and Ruben on the other side of the glass. They're going to do their own show. It's called Pitch and Catch. And we'll check in with them every once in a while, see what the topics are. But really, Ruben has work to do. Robbie has work to do. It's time to screen your calls, and it's time to talk baseball, which we will do here on Hit and Run. The phone number is 312-644-6767. We got to talk about these red hot Cubs and talk about what has happened to the White Sox as well. We'll do it next right here on 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ian Happ gets a standing ovation. This is his 1,000th big league game, all of them in the uniform of the Chicago Cubs.
Happ hits one in the air, deep center field. Back goes Merrill, still going. That's over his head. It's off the vines, and Happ has a stand-up double.
Here's a drive down the left field line, slicing away from Happ over near the sidewall. Diving catch! He made a sensational play. What a play by Ian Happ. Diving toward that sidewall. He actually disappeared from our view. He gets up, he's okay. And a sensational catch by Ian Happ. My goodness.
the premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
Good morning, everyone. Now we can comfortably relax, get rolling, and talk about the baseball news of the week and the day. And atop the news is the Cubs having won 6 of 7, 5 in a row, 7-2 stateside after the 0-2 start in Tokyo. And that man right there, Ian Happ, having played his 1,000th game as a Cub. Calling him much maligned would not be appropriate, but there certainly has been some hand-wringing about Ian Happ and his value on this team, as he was, at different times, one of the higher-paid guys on this team, a guy whose contract you can look at and say, is he really producing enough? But this is a very, very good player who has stabilized as a player and given you 3 consecutive years of very consistent above-average value. Is that worth the salary? You can debate it if you want. But we're talking about OPS of 781, 791, 782 over the last 3 years. More than 150 games played in each of the last 3 years. We're talking about a guy who has played gold glove caliber defense at not a premium position, sure, but still a position that matters, a position that he plays at an extremely high level. And he makes a lot of really good plays. That catch yesterday was quite something. We can talk specifically about that. But overall, the steadiness and stability of Ian Happ, with the OBP at 360 in 23, 341 last year, 342 in 22, this is a very stable and extremely useful professional dude who has built himself a really impressive career. And the 1,000th game is putting it into some context that is pretty staggering, really, when you think about it. Chris Kamka is going to join us later on. This was my favorite little bit that showed up on the marquee broadcast about Happ yesterday, is that of all the players in the history of Major League Baseball, about 23,000 players, okay? Only 7% of all those players have played in 1,000 games. So that means every player that you've ever watched in the history of your life, every player that's ever set foot on a big league field, 93% of them have not done what Ian Happ has done in terms of actually being good enough to last, being healthy enough to last, being useful enough to last, being trusted enough to last. 7% of players in history have reached 1,000 games. That's pretty amazing. And only 32 players in the history of the Cubs have reached 1,000 games. So props to Ian Happ and appreciation for the career that is so far. He will join Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris on Tuesday on Middays here on The Score. And he's always a great listen in that regard. All right, can we talk about that catch now for a second? The catch is, I mean, the way that he protects his body as he hurls himself onto the ground and towards the wall, and we've now seen it repeatedly, is pretty amazing. And if you watch the slow-mo, it's like, how does he not break his wrist with the offhand as he braces himself? And then he knows to try and spin and land on his hip. And then as he's spinning after he makes the catch, and he knows he's going to bash into that wall, he's slowing down just enough. And then it's the opposite hip that slams into that wall, but not so hard that he damages himself. That's a lot of spatial awareness for that specific spot in left field, which is very challenging. You see people get scared a lot when they're playing close to the wall in left or right in Wrigley. See opposing outfielders play scared in those spots. And Ian Happ, very, very comfortable. That was a terrific moment. Overall, the way the Cubs are playing is fun. They have the 3rd best run differential in MLB, the 2nd best run differential in baseball. The lineup is long, but what the lineup really is also to me is diverse. There are a lot of different style hitters in that lineup. You have to attack them a lot of different ways. I tried to ask Jed Hoyer about this in the dugout on Friday when he greeted the media, And he answered it in terms of lineup length. Next time I talk to him, I'll try and ask it better, because the lineup diversity is what I'm looking at. And this, it's informed by this. As the Cubs were building their team and then winning the World Series and then trying to win another one and in somewhat of decay, there was a lot of talk about lineup diversification, lineup diversity. Man, they miss what Ben Zobrist brings. Man, they miss what Dexter Fowler brought, those kind of things. Because here's the deal. It became obvious that you could get out Rizzo and Bryant and Schwarber and Baez with the same kind of stuff. High fastballs and then a breaker that looked like the high fastball but went down in the zone. This lineup, it seems to me, you can't get everybody out the same way, which means that managers can't just throw a pitcher out there and be like, attack them this way. That's what the Dodgers had figured out. That's why the Dodgers dominated the Cubs for a few years there as the thing was falling apart. It was like, oh, they can just get everybody out the same way. That's not the case now. That's what interests me. And I'm going to chase that during the course of the year as this lineup continues to produce. It's like, all right, well, how do you get this guy out? And how do you get that guy out? How do you get this guy out? Nico Horner's a different kind of hitter. Dansby Swanson's a different kind of hitter. And oh, by the way, Dansby looks good. I told you he was gonna. The numbers is one thing, but he's hitting everything hard, man. Even the outs are hard. And he's spraying it all over the field. Dansby looks good. That is a potential real game changer. Look at the difference a week makes, by the way. Remember a week ago in this slot, we were bemoaning Seiya Suzuki being in between and like, oh boy, there's the anxiety of Seiya Suzuki. There it is. And it was there. And then he's had a monster week with aggressiveness early in the count that apparently he has learned from watching Kyle Tucker. I learned it from watching you, Tuck. I learned it from watching you. Good. Good. That works. And what else a week ago? We were saying Miguel Amaya's got to be in there every day. You don't have to split time with Carson Kelly just because. And then that night he went out and had a cycle. And then Carson Kelly with a home run. How many RBIs did he have yesterday? Three RBIs yesterday? A couple, maybe. I don't know.
He had four RBIs yesterday. So in his last three games that he's played, he has 9 RBIs.
Yeah.
Wait, no, make it. He has 10.
He's 10 RBIs. All of a sudden.
You're 9 hitter.
All right, yeah, you're 9 hitter. And let them push each other. Let's go. Let the catchers push each other. I want to play. No, I want to play. Well, you better hit because I'm hitting. Whatever, just let it go. But anyway, both those things show you like the patience that's needed from Craig Counsell's job as you and I get antsy and want to talk about stuff. There's new stuff to talk about. You know what we can talk about now? Why Pete Crow Armstrong looks so bad. He's the only one that looks really bad, and it's gotten worse. He gets more and more frustrated at the plate, and he's terrific in the outfield, continues to be absolutely terrific in the outfield. Multiple big plays that I can think of on Friday alone with a catch like slamming into the wall out there in left center, and then the diving trap play that he made in the 9th inning is a risky play, but he made it and kept the ball in front of him. Like he's so good and so fast on the bases. So look, there are concerns. There are always concerns, but this Cubs team is good. They're fun because the lineup is long and the lineup is diverse because the defense is pretty damn good. And there's one other factor. I love the base running. I absolutely love the base running right now. They're third in stolen bases. Seiya got caught yesterday. It was the first time anybody's gotten caught of the year. But remember that last year they were second in outs on the bases. Second in outs made on the bases last year. This year, they look smarter on the bases, don't they? They look aggressive, and they are beating things out. Quinton Berry, baby, your third base coach. He was a designated base runner during his years in MLB, and he's teaching these guys to be as good as he was. They are aggressive. They talk about stuff specifically. Jed Hoyer was talking about chalk talk. They do chalk talk. At least once a week, they will sit down and talk about some of the strategic things, the initiatives they want to do I want to follow up more on that when we get chances to talk to position players and coaches. Put him on the list. Put Quentin Berry on the list, Robbie. Let's talk to him soon. And you saw it. On Friday, Saya beat out the force play on the Justin Turner infield single that was the go-ahead run. You saw PCA in Arizona beat out a force play we talked about last week that extended an inning for the Miguel Amaya three-run double. Matt Shaw has scored from first on a double three times already this season. Three times already. They're aggressive, they're quick, including Tucker, and they're running the bases smart. It's all adding up to some very, very good stuff. And maybe the biggest story of yesterday, I haven't talked about it enough already. It's 9:31, and I haven't said the name Matthew Boyd yet. Listen to Matthew Boyd talking about the emotions that he felt after six shutout innings at Wrigley Field. His grandfather, famously a Cub fan, his father in attendance at the game Friday, and of course yesterday as well to watch him pitch. Matthew Boyd was terrific and talked about his emotions after the game.
Yeah, my grandfather would love this. You're going to make me not want, I don't want to talk about that. You're going to make me cry or something. No, it's cool. It's really cool. And, you know, I know what it means to, know what it meant to him, know what it means to my dad, you know, just to put on this uniform. So it's pretty cool.
Matthew Boyd, emotional, the real deal. I'm going to share a moment I had with Matthew Boyd in the clubhouse on Friday. Went up and talked to him and said, hey, man, I know your grandfather was a big fan. And you got family here today? He said, yeah, my dad's here. It's pretty special. And I said, oh, that's cool. I said, yeah, this place can bring out the memories, right? And bring out the feelings. He's like talking about it. Yeah. And then I shared with him a story that most of you listeners probably know. And I know the associate producer probably knows it, but I've written about it in the past too, that in 2016, I was able to bring my father, who was 83 years old at the time, to Wrigley Field for a World Series game. Yes, my dad was 83, Robbie. Yes, he was. I added that nugget just for you, just so you know and everybody knows. But anyway, I was able to bring my dad to his first ever World Series game, right? And I'm walking him in at Wrigley Field, and I had to hold his arm to make sure he could walk nice and firm and safe with the big crowd. And I realized I was walking him in like he used to walk me into ball games when I was a kid, and I got emotional. So I just shared that with Matthew Boyd. It's just like a moment, like to talk about, you know, our dads and stuff and baseball. And he said, "Oh man, thank you so much for sharing that with me. Thank you." Like it just, and we just talked a little bit more, just like a human talk. So like then to see him yesterday pitch that well and talk about it and have the emotions hit him, that's a very interesting, thoughtful guy. Looking forward to talking to him at some point during the course of the year on the radio and bringing him to you guys. So very, very cool for Matthew Boyd, who has a chance to be really good. When he's healthy, he's good. And last year with Detroit, he wasn't healthy that much, but when he was healthy down the stretch, in 23, he was okay. But last year in Cleveland, he was very good when healthy. That is a real big league arm as a pitcher. And you saw what that stuff can look like. Man, it can really flummox you. So an exciting fifth starter in your rotation, potentially, is the 34-year-old Matthew Boyd. All right, let's open the phone lines and talk to you about all things Cubs and all things White Sox. The White Sox lose yesterday for the fourth time in a row. We know it's going to be a long and difficult slog with the season. There are some news and notes about the White Sox to think about. By the way, yesterday, Davis Martin got beat up, but then still was able to throw two more innings to get to five after giving up seven runs in the first three. Does his job to get through five. Very interesting thing about Davis Martin is that he was very successful, as every White Sox pitcher was the first time through, by using a lot of off-speed stuff, including a brand new pitch called the kick change. The kick changeup, people. And Davis Martin used that to great effect in his first start. He threw more than 30 changeups in his first start. But then word got out And yesterday, the Tigers were pouncing on the off-speed stuff. And the problem speed-wise is that if they're sitting changeup and they're just a little ahead on a curveball or on a slider, the speed is close enough that they can tattoo you still. And that happened to Davis Martin. They were sitting off speed for him in a big, big way yesterday. And then he talked about it after the game. He kind of reset and led fastball in the last two innings and was able to get through the last two innings as they were sitting off speed. So Davis Martin perhaps falling too much in love with that pitch. I bring that up because I'm kind of fascinated by that. Eno Saris of The Athletic is going to talk to us at 11 o'clock on the birth of the kick change. Hayden Birdsong, the great young reliever in San Francisco, uses the kick change. Andres Munoz, the closer in Seattle, uses it. It was popularized online by a guy named Brian Bannister, who went to a deep dive last year talking about the kick change before he got hired by the White Sox, so no surprise that Davis Martin has it. We'll see who else in the White Sox develops it. Jameson Taillon, a big utilizer this year of the kick change, one of his new pitches. So I'm really looking forward to talking to Eno about it and kind of like the growth and the birth of a new pitch is what Eno wrote about, and that's one thing we'll talk to him about. Anyway, with the White Sox, Mike Tauchman has been activated, so he is back with the big league club after a 10-day stint on the injured list. Travis Jankowski has been designated for assignment. Travis Jankowski spent time in Mesa with the Cubs, didn't last there, and now has spent time with the White Sox and didn't last there. So one of the topics we'll throw out, what was your favorite moment of the Travis Jankowski era for the White Sox? Your favorite moment of the... the Travis Jankowski era. Look, Tauchman's here, and Tauchman's a real good, a real solid player. And obviously, the Palatine Pounder, it'd be good to have him there. Bob Nightingale with a nugget about White Sox ownership in his Sunday Notes column. We will address that as well. And want to hear from you, Sox fans, and hear from you, Cubs fans. On the text line at 312-644-6767. And that's the same number you call to get on in. Phone lines are wide open. Believing in this Cubs thing as they're 7-2 stateside. And White Sox fans want to know where you are as we are open phones for the next hour. I got topics. I got thoughts. I'm going to throw them at you. But let's talk baseball with you over the course of the next hour. And then we're guest heavy from 10:40 through noon. Jim Margulis, Eno Saris, Chris Kampka, and the great Lee Smith. All going to be on Hit and Run this morning. Also, Team of the Moment and so much more. Keep it here on 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hit and run.
Anytime you're on a list like that, it's really cool. I think for me to do it here, have 1,000 games in this uniform, in this city, all the great guys that have come through, coaches, people, support staff, everybody that's helped make it happen, I think it means a lot. But it just going out there with the fans, being able to do that, you know, I'm so proud to be a Cub, and I think that short list of three is really cool.
The premier baseball show in Chicago, Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
Ian Happ talking about the short list of three players who were drafted by the Cubs and played in 1,000 games with the Cubs. Ian Happ, Mark Grace, Sean Dunstan. That's it. That's amazing that it's only those three. And really, when you think about Happ's career arc, is a guy who came up and really enjoyed being a part of some very good teams and got close to guys like Rizzo and Hayward, who was there, obviously, yesterday as Happ played his 1,000th game, one of the mentors for Ian Happ. And then had to go down. Remember, Ian had to go back down, and he didn't like it. He was angry about it, and there was like a big exchange about it because he's a very strong-minded dude, and he wanted to last up here. And a former teammate, or I should say his manager, David Ross, like was the guy who had to tell him, and it's like, oh, man, it didn't go great, that conversation. He went down and kind of rebuilt the swing, especially the left-handed swing, and came back up, and it's been better. So it's been a bumpy road to get to 1,000 games as one of the only three players drafted by the team to get there. That's pretty damn cool. 670 The Score is where you are, and Matt Spiegel is who you are with. We're talking White Sox, we're talking Cubs, talking MLB. Lots to get to. Let's kick it off with Ron on the south side on 670 The Score. Good morning, Ron. What's happening?
Well, Hit and Run is official of today. Young Ruben is back in the South, so it's official of today.
How'd he do? How'd he do screening your call, Ron? It's very important.
Oh man, he's ready. He's all ready. All right, Hit a little extra time on.
He had a few extra weeks. He was in the Arizona League. We left him back at the spring training complex. He was answering calls out there, yeah.
And there you go. Favorite segment on The Score. For me, I just love that team of the moment. I try to guess, because initially, we didn't do one. But I remember I had Boston with you, but I do just try to pick, but I love it.
I did Yankees last week because of those damn torpedo bats. But yeah, 10-25 for team of the moment later on. What you got, sir?
Last week, Speed, you said, yeah, it's seemed to be a buzz around the White Sox. And I called you. I said, Speed, it's 28 other teams probably have a buzz. Give it a week, and it dissipates. Oh, because man. Guess what?
What?
You have to have talent. But I got what you had said. I was into it and feeling good. But guess what? I look at the Rousey. I looked at who they were playing and at Angels. So,
yeah.
But lastly, my biggest concern, I guess Luis Ramos will get better, as they say, when the weather gets better. But more important, I am concerned about Colson Montgomery. I mean, he's still struggling to speak.
So, yes, he is.
So I'm just looking for the future players, and that doesn't make me feel good. So, okay, have a good day, Speed.
Hey, man, thank you, Ron. Yeah, no, it's true. Last week I was like, hey, White Sox fans, enjoy this. Huh? Feel good. But, I mean, the point stood, the point held. Like, it was, you should feel good and enjoy yourself while you can. Get there while the getting's good. First time through the rotation. Amazing. Historic. Legendarily great starting pitching. First time through the rotation. And then not so much since then. Colson Montgomery on the season is scuffling indeed. He has 17 strikeouts on the young season. He has had 27 at-bats. That is way too many strikeouts for at-bats while he's at AAA. And he's probably not the shortstop of the future defensively. He's probably a third baseman of the future. And if he's going to strike out that much, then he's not much of anything of the future. Now, I will say this. Braden Montgomery homered yesterday, and that dude is going to fly above Colson as a prospect very, very shortly if he's not already there. Let's talk to Ben in Queens on 670 The Score. Ben, good morning. You're on Hit and Run. What's happening?
Good morning. Great to talk to Ruben. Pitch and catch is really sounding great.
Thank you, Ben.
Two thoughts and a meatball comment.
Okay.
Two thoughts and a meatball comment. My first thought, Ian Happ, mea culpa. I have railed on you.
Yes.
Now, justifiably, you have deserved it. Last year, the first month and a half was horrible. And Ian Happ has never put a full year together. But I will say, Craig Counsell identified him as a leadoff hitter. And the Cubs had tried it before, but Ian Happ was not in the position to do it. Remember when we used to pull our hair out because Ian Happ was batting fifth and fourth? Well, no, Craig Counsell figured him out. And you know, Ian Happ, salute to you.
Yeah.
Second thought.
Okay.
Spiegs, I'm asking you to make this a Cam Smith free zone. I want you to use your bully pulpit and your golden microphone to form the narrative that Kyle Tucker is not a one-year rental. Kyle Tucker's on the Cubs. This is a rent-to-own. This is a lease-to-own. This is a chance to get him here. The Cubs are set up better than any other team. Look, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees, they've got the Padres, they've all got, you know, past 2027, at least $150 million, if not up to $300 million already dedicated to their payroll. The Cubs are in the catbird seat to sign this dude. I'm sorry. I want everything to be on talking about getting him to be a Cub. And my meatball comment is this, and it has to do with colors. You know, your other meatball commentary said it, the guy about the tie. You know, colors affect this, man. And Kyle Tucker, I swear to God, he looks awesome in a Cubs uniform. He just looks great in Cubby Blue. I don't know how to quantify it. That's all I got. Love you, Spiegs.
Thank you, Ben. Lots of good stuff. Lots of stuff we can chew on. Love taking your calls every Sunday morning at Hit and Run, and we're going to do it for the next 30, 40 minutes or so. So hop on in at 312-644-6767. I've got Kyle Tucker thoughts that I really think I need to lay out for people. And they're short-term Kyle Tucker thoughts. So at the top of the hour, let's do that, okay? Let's talk about this guy who clearly is the best player since MVP caliber Chris Bryant to be on this team. He's the best all-around player since MVP caliber Bryant. And we need to talk about what that means right now for this year, not just big picture. So we'll do that at the top of the hour. John is in Logan Square and is on 670 The Score on Hit and Run. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm great.
So the Cubs, the offense has been like a really pleasant surprise. And I think you hit on something important. And I think Dansby Swanson has been like a major cog for the offense, which has scored like the most runs in baseball.
Yep.
They're walking more than anybody. They're on base percentage is crazy high. But my concern is the pitching staff, which is usually a strong point of the Cubs organization, or at least, you know, they put out like five really good starters. What's your level of concern with the staff?
With the pitching staff, I definitely have concerns in the bullpen. They need to figure out who the people are in the circle of trust in the bullpen. And, you know, right now, the answer in order is Ryan Pressly as the closer, Porter Hodge as your first setup, Julian Merriweather as the next righty of choice if they need one in the seventh, or maybe the sixth. And then I don't know. Nate Pearson has given up runs in three out of his four appearances, I believe, and that fastball still looks a little straight to me, and he has gotten hit around. His what's the way that Lance Brozdowski put it when he was on a couple weeks ago? His results have not measured up to his stuff, and that's been the case since he debuted in Toronto. So, I granted, the Cubs thought they could change something, but I don't know what they're exactly trying to change. It's a conversation I'd love to have with Tommy Hotovy. Maybe I'll suggest it to Mully and Haw for their weekly conversation with Tommy Hotovy. What are they trying to change with Nate Pearson? Because it wasn't really much of a success in Toronto, and now he's here, and he's being given some responsibility, and we've yet to see it a little bit. Anyway, circle of trust. I'm just talking right-handers for now, because all there is from the left side is Caleb Thielbar. I've got some concern about Thielbar, but back to the circle of trust. Presley, then Hodge, then Merriweather, then what? Is it Pearson? I have my doubts. Brad Keller with a scoreless appearance yesterday. That is a big-time arm. It was a very solid starter when healthy at one point for Kansas City. Maybe Brad Keller enters into that fray. Eli Morgan doesn't look good. Eli Morgan was a disaster in Arizona and has given up a lot of runs a couple different times. And that's a guy who you got from Cleveland. Man, that great Cleveland bullpen. Wow, they could just afford to let Eli Morgan go? That's how good they are. All right, well, I don't know. So Eli Morgan's not in that circle of trust. They're figuring that out. In terms of the starting pitching, I feel pretty damn good. Tyone got lit up his first time out, but he was really good last year and is an absolute pro with a wide arsenal. He will tinker and he will figure out what works. Shota is amazing. He still is amazing. And he's still on gear one of how he attacks people. You know, fastball and splitter. Like that, he still hasn't expanded to the other pitches that he needs or that he has as an option yet. It's amazing that he hasn't needed to. This is a guy we heard about as like the pitching philosopher, but he is still he's sinker and split finger still. Four seamer and split finger still. Occasional bits of sweeper. He's only thrown six curveballs this year in three appearances. You know, this is still a guy getting you out with two pitches, and he's got other gears to go to if he needs to. He just hasn't needed to yet. So, I feel pretty good about the rotation. The question is, who is going to be in that circle of trust in the bullpen? And is Cade Horton or some other righty? Remember last year, we didn't even know who Porter Hodge was. He was at AA last year. So this is a developing situation. We'll continue to take your phone calls. The associate producer is on the case. Pitch and catch is underway. We've got to check in next hour and see what the topics have been on pitch and catch. Inquiring minds want to know. When we come back, we'll continue to take your phone calls on Cubs and Sox at 312-644-6767. And I got to lay out some Kyle Tucker thoughts for you and find out where you are. Get back in on Hit and Run on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.